Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. We're still reviewing Penn State, Michigan State. That was win number three in a row for the Nittany Lions. A good comeback in the second half, both sides of the ball. Right now we're talking about defense and something you talked about earlier in the show, Dustin, with Jason Owe out for the game. Shane Simmons on senior day got a chance to perform, and boy, did he ever perform well.
Yeah, I think you can't help but be happy for the kid. I think what, seven tackles, a sack and a half, two tackles for loss. He even got credit for a pass breakup, I believe. So he was everywhere. You know, I caught him a few times. Maybe he was bumping inside on obvious passing down. So he was an actual weapon for Brent Pry in this game, and maybe. You know, it gives me hope maybe for the kid to have another really solid game or two, maybe get a workout. I don't know where he's at from an injury standpoint moving forward, but it gives you hope that maybe he can build a little bit of momentum and still extract some of that, all that potential we saw from him coming out of Maryland as a guy who at one point was a five-star. He was in that, you know, top 25, top 30 players in the country. His star faded a bit before he arrived at Penn State. I think you saw him have some issues just in terms, like, it from a strength standpoint and being able to kind of win one-on-one matchups with something other than his quickness. But he's run into injury stuff. I'm sure, you know, he feels like, you know, there's some disappointment. On senior day for him to deliver the way they delivered, and they needed him to do that. They needed him to fill a big role, and he did it. He was ready for it, and you got to be happy for Shane Simmons in a situation like that.
Exactly. You have to be happy for the kid, and I know we're going to have a lot of time during the offseason to talk about it. All these guys who are seniors, there's going to be a big conversation about whether they want to return. And there's a lot of variables there, NFL opportunities, what the depth chart looks like for the team next year, a lot of variables. So we'll hold that conversation off to the offseason. But one of the things I wanted to bring up, you mentioned that Shane Simmons also had a tip pass, and yes, he did. And that happened, I thought, was a very important point in the game. Penn State had drawn to 21-18. In the second half, Michigan State had marched down the field. They had a first and goal at the 4-yard line, and the defense held at that point, held Michigan State just to a field goal, and it was the third down play there where Shane Simmons did have the tip pass at the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure if the pass would have been completed otherwise, but it did. It looked like there was a chance for that pass to be completed. So that was a big play. What were your thoughts on that goal line stand?
I think it's something, you know, timely plays was something that was lacking for a while. And this was a situation where, you know, it's late in the third quarter and, you know, you need a stop there. You need a stop to really hang in the game. And also you're starting to feel some of that momentum in this game. And I think that stop, not only mathematically on the scoreboard, but really kind of furthers you and builds you back up. Yeah, you give up some points, but now you're feeling you're coming off the field with a high there. And I think there's something to be said about that. And I think that's one of those differences, as James Franklin has pointed out a lot of the year, the difference between losing football and winning football is being able to find a way to get that job done in that situation. And Penn State did it, you know, and those are the little things that make such a big difference between winning and losing oftentimes. And maybe it made a big difference in this game between winning and losing. And so Shane Simmons deserves some credit in that situation. And then you saw what happened from there. You know, Penn State really kept the ball rolling and they win the game, you know, and I think winning this game, just as a quick aside, continues to put 5-5 on the table. And I feel like there's a big difference between potentially going 4-6 and potentially going 5-5 after the way the season began with such a nightmarish start. And I think you've seen winning football from Penn State. I know James Franklin, and I've said it a couple times already, but this was a winning football play, is to have your backs against the wall, first and goal from the 4, and hold it down from there.
It was impressive, and to the point, Dustin, at 0-5, a lot of people were saying things like, how about 0-8, 0-9 for this team? They didn't see a win on the schedule. So, yes, if they can get 5 wins in a row. I know we're talking about the defense, but I would like to bring up, when they held them to a field goal, that made the score 24-18. And you still say, hey, our team's only one score away from being ahead, a touchdown, an extra point. But that leads to the first touchdown of the second half, makes it 21-16, and James Franklin chose to go for 2. In hindsight, when you make it, it looks like a great call. As he was getting ready to do that, when they decided to go for 2 points, were you saying, yep, that's the right way to go, or were you saying, oh no?
I don't know. I mean, I do tend to believe that when there's 25 minutes of game clock left, and I know that the announcing crew really broke it down into these terms too, but is that really the time to be chasing those points? You don't really know how the next 25 minutes are going to go. You know, the difference between getting 0 points and 2 points there could be a difference maker, but you know, it did work out. So you're not talking about it as much. But I guess I would have just preferred to kick the extra point there. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree. There was so much time left in the game. Did feel like they were chasing points too early and it might come back to haunt them. Of course they made it. So that makes it a good call. But if they wouldn't have gotten it, there would have been a lot of second guessing if that came into play and they lost the game. But anyway, getting back to this defense, though, Dustin, we mentioned earlier that there were players out. That means new players have to get playing time that you don't typically expect. So we saw Curtis Jacobs. You mentioned Daquan Hardy got a lot of playing time. Smith Vilbert got in there. Adisa Isaac got a lot of play. As much as, you know, you want the team to win now, when you start to see the young players come in and perform, you can't help but say, boy, this bodes well for next season.
Yeah, it is good to see these guys come in and play in a situation where it's not just garbage time against a bad team necessarily. And I think Penn State's got some intriguing guys who really need that. Those game reps, they need to feel that and have game film and know what they're working on beyond, you know, running scout team and stuff like that. So I think for Penn State to need to go to that well, and I thought, you know, I thought they got some quality reps, you know, without really rewatching each of those guys in their one-on-one matchups super closely. I thought they got some quality snaps from a lot of those guys, you know, quality snaps from in a bunch of these games from a guy like Hakeem Beamon too. You know, they've got some intriguing players who were forced into maybe a little bit bigger roles in a game like this. But I thought they did okay, and I thought that was very meaningful. Like I have no, as we sit here today, Jim, I have no idea how it's going to work out with eligibility basically frozen this year. I don't think James Franklin really knows quite yet, so it's hard to really put all of this like into context. But these are, you know, for guys who were going to redshirt or whatever anyway, you know, or for guys who weren't going to see the field otherwise. Every snap counts. So we'll see how all this works out and how, what some of these older guys opt to do, whether they use this extra year that they're going to get or not. But I think, just to boil it down, they've got some nice young players who got a chance to play a couple meaningful snaps.
And again, we're going to be talking about which players return that normally would be out of eligibility. But I'm going to throw a name out there, Jaquan Brisker. I really hope he comes back. It's a position of need. And I think just from the beginning of the season till now, so much improvement.
Yeah, and I think he's got a lot of potential left yet. But I also think he was a guy who got a little bit of, not buzz for the draft, but I had seen him on some boards and stuff. People know his name in draft circles. And whether that, you know, translates to him maybe potentially leaving as a fourth or fifth rounder, it's possible. He seems like a 50-50 shot at this point. Like, there's enough NFL draft buzz around him, and I think he's got enough physical potential that leaving for the NFL is certainly on the table.
It wouldn't be a surprise either way with him. All right, in the couple minutes we have left, couple quick hitters for you, Dustin. Lamont Wade always wanted to return kicks. He did not do a bad job there, did he?
Right, yeah, I think if you watch his high school film and see what he could do with the ball in his hands back then, I don't think that should come as much of a surprise.
He was very decisive, I thought. He was very aggressive with the return. He found where he was going north and south, I guess is the way I'm trying to put it.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, I've been very critical of him at the safety position. I think I'm not sure he has the instincts for the position. He seems to be out of position a lot or take bad angles. But I was very impressed with his abilities there. And the one other thing I wanted to ask you about was late in the game, fourth down, Penn State lines up to punt the ball, and then they do all the shifting, and they drew the offsides. Now, is that not a play you usually expect the other team to do to Penn State, not this way?
I think that's what we've been conditioned to expect. And we've been conditioned to, you know, by the way, to expect the other team to get the first and goal from the four stop. So I think in some respects, Penn State has flipped the script, and that's a team that, you know, maybe they're starting to feel themselves a little bit. Maybe they're starting to feel a little bit of confidence and swagger and plays like that. You know, take advantage of another team making a bad play. You were the one on the other side for too often to start the year.
That's exactly it. They took the aggressive side on defense, on offense, on special teams even, and it was great to see instead of reacting to what your opponent was doing. I don't want to hear after the game, well, our opponent, they had a good game plan for us. So it was nice to see Penn State be the active ones. All right, that's it for quarter number three. Quarter number four, we're going to take our first look ahead at Illinois.
Hi, this is Jim from the Keystone Sports Network. If you're a fan of our Keystone Kickoff Show and you don't want to miss any of our analysis and review of the Penn State football team, there are plenty of ways to make sure you don't miss a single segment of our show. The best way to hear everything that Dustin, Greg, Ross, Bob, and Andy have to say is to download our app, Keystone Sports, from your app store. You can also find us on Spotify, the Apple Store, Google Play, and KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. We are the place for Penn State football analysis.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.